Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer, located in Leesville, Louisiana, the place where the Spirit and anointing, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abides in abundance. The Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer is located at 1100 Nona Street, at the intersection of Nona and Verone. And now, to our elder, with an anointed sermon already in progress.
So say I'm good, good enough to love myself. So good, good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress is the freedom to know that you are blessed. I'm good, good enough to handle my... Hallelujah. Let it be simple, made plain, that even the children may understand it, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, use a rhema word, Lord God. Use the logos word, Lord God. Use your spirit, hallelujah, to teach us, to shape us, to mold us, Lord God. And we thank you right now, Lord God, for the move of God. We thank you for this word. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. So God has been dealing with me before founder, our mother called me. God had already been giving me a word. Amen. And I kind of debated last night, and then it was like, hold on, God, you already been speaking a word to me. So I'm going to use this word. And God began to talk to me the other day about the valley of the dry bones. Amen. And he began to take me into the actions of the dry bones. Amen. And I know we've heard it preached many times over. Amen. But I'm going to read it the way God had given it to me. And I'm going to give you what God says. I'm going to give you what thus said the Lord. And I'm going to move out the way. Amen. And so if you all could, please turn with me to the Old Testament, Ezekiel 37. Verse 1. That is Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 1. And I'm going to be moving through these scriptures. I'm going to go ahead and read it, but I'm going to expound on what the Holy Spirit gave me. The devil is a liar. We'll find this page. I had all my pages marked. Praise God. So this is Ezekiel 37, 1, and it says, it reads as this: the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry, not only dry, but they were very dry. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Again, he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am Lord. And Ezekiel says, so I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. Woo. There was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, and they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me. And the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, and an exceeding great army. Amen. Follow me, because I'm going to run through the scriptures, and then I'm going to give you what God says. Follow me to 1 Corinthians 12 and 11. I'm going to get my scriptures out the way. 1 Corinthians 12 and 11. When you have it, say amen. Are we ready? But all these work that one and the same Spirit. We're talking about the gifts. Amen. We're talking about the gifts that God gave each one. He's talking about the diversity of each gift. And each gift operates and administrates from the same Spirit, but they operate differently. Amen. You may use your gift. You may operate a certain way in your gift, and you may have the same gift as your sister or your brother, but it's tailor-made for you. Amen. It says, but all these work that one and self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will, as God will. For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now has God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it has pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet one body. And so I want to go to the subject of many members and one body. So as God began to break down what he was saying to me about the valley of dry bones, he began to show me that once he told Ezekiel to prophesy, we got to understand, Paul and him talked about the best gift was prophecy, because prophecy edifies the body. Prophecy edifies the church. Prophecy edifies the saints, because you begin to speak into existence those things that aren't as though they were. You begin to say to things that be dead, that be buried, that you thought you lost. You can begin to use your privilege of prophecy, amen, because to me, prophecy is a privilege, amen. You can begin to prophesy those things to come back to you, amen. So as God began to tell me about the valley of the dry bones, amen, he said there were many bones, and each bone came to his own bone, amen. And so God began to show me that the valley of bones, as they came together, he began to show me Pentecostal, Apostolic, Methodist, AME. He began to show me all these different denominations. And then he began to speak to me and say, you know what? Even non-denomination is a denomination, amen. Because everybody want to talk, I'm non-denominational. Then you're a denomination because you are non-denominational, amen. So God began to tell me about each body as it came to his own bone. Amen. And so God began to tell me, and he began to show me, like, there are many, we are one body in Christ. But he said, if we be only an ear, then how can we smell? Amen. So therefore, every denomination is worthy unto the Lord. Every denomination that speaks Jesus Christ, they are the Lord's. Amen. Remember, he told them, leave them people alone. As long as they're going to prophesy in the name of Jesus, as long as they're talking about Jesus and lifting up the name of Jesus, leave them alone. Amen. So I began to see the body of Christ in the dry bones, and God began to speak and say, I'm going to raise up, because you got to understand, that as the bones came together and they began to stand up, he said they turned into an exceeding army. Amen. That was the thing about the dry bones. They began to turn into an exceeding army. But the enemy has came in and made us think, because we are separate denominations, that we are, that one is mightier than the next. And that's not so. You are who you are in the body. Amen. Each denomination is who they are in the body of Christ. And as God began to show me, if we could come together, his bone to his bone, everybody ain't going to be called to an upper level of the Sabbath keeping. Amen. Some people are going to stay Baptist. Some people are going to stay Methodist. Some people are going to stay in non-denominational. But guess what? As long as we speak in one body, one faith, one baptism, one Lord, that is Jesus Christ, saved and sanctified. Yes. Amen. We will have our day with the Lord. Amen.
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 So God began to show me this, and I was like, wow. And he said, when we began to prophesy, amen, and we began to call the denominations together, each one is going to be able to stand up together, amen. And when we all be able to stand up together, we're going to be an exceeding army, is what God called the valley of dry bones. When the bones stood up and the skin began to come together and the muscles, because see, when we think about a body, we need to think about there are muscles, there are tissues, there are nervous systems. There's organs, there are bones, there are, it's so many, the body is so intricate. So when God calls us the body, you got to understand it's the best creation. He feel, he takes so much pride in us. Amen. The angel said, who are we that we were, Paul said, who are we that we were created just a little lower than the angels? But God is so mindful of us, amen, because we were the only thing that was created in his image, amen, and in his likeness. So God began to show me that there are more than just the body, amen. You got to break down the body, amen. You got to break down the organs and the tissues, amen. You got to break down the cells. You got to break down every part of the body, the blood vessels, white blood vessels, red blood vessels. So this is why we have so many different denominations. But if we can understand that in the body of Christ, amen, we all have our own part, amen. The heart can't pump, amen, without the veins and the arteries pushing the blood to it. Amen. The head can't turn unless the neck turn with it. The mouth can't speak unless the tongue speaks forward. The eyes cannot see, amen, in the name of Jesus, unless we have the eye sockets to hold it, which is the skull of the face, amen. So we need to understand, we need to feel, amen, the compassion, the nervous system, amen. So I began to look at the body, amen, and saw all the bodies that he put together, amen, in that exceeding arm. Army as they began to stand. So God began to show me not only with the valley of dry bones, he began to show me, he said, and it all came to his own bone. Amen. So, and this might mess some of y'all up, but I'm going to give it to you how God gave it to me. A while back, I used to always, you know, come to our church, come to our church. And then one day God said, stop inviting people to your church and invite them to Christ. I'll put them where I want them at. You just preach Jesus to them. That's all I called you to do.
Yes, Lord.
And guess what? Wherever I need them at, that's where I'm going to put them at. But see, that's how we get offended, and that's how we get discouraged when we can't get nobody to come to our church, because we're so trying to get them to come to our church, and all we need to do is try to get them to come to Christ. The church is a spirit. It is a body, amen? It is the spirit of God. And as I start understanding what God is saying, because I can minister to somebody and I can speak to somebody and they'll come back and say, you know what, Trip, they call me Triplet. You know what, Triplet? I ain't been to church in about 3 years, but guess what? I went to church with my mama today. And that was the happiest moment of my life, because you didn't have to come with me, but you got somewhere. And that's what my grandma used to say to me all the time. I don't care who church you go to, get in church, get to somebody church house. You need to
go.
I don't care where you go. God will take you where you need to be. I just need you to get there. And so I began to see this thing. And so when God began to show me that the valley of the dry bones, now being that his spirit is in it because he breathed his spirit, he said, tell the wind to blow. Amen. Prophesy and tell the wind to blow. So tonight I prophesy that everybody gets their bone. Amen. That their bone connects to each bone. So everybody that belongs to Jesus Christ's house of prayer, amen, I pray they get there. Everybody that goes to the Methodist church, I pray they get there. Everybody that's supposed to be in the Baptist church, I pray they get there. I pray for their souls, amen, to be saved and get where God wants them to, amen. Yes, because yes, the vision is the biggest thing that the enemy is using. But if we can see ourselves, amen, the way God has shown me, that one body, amen, and become an exceeding army. Because it said that in the Bible, it talks about that when one part of the body is hurt, in that same passage of scripture, we all hurt. Because when a law come out and it comes against the church, it ain't came just against Jesus Christ's house of prayer. It ain't came against the AME church. It ain't came against the Baptist church. It ain't came against the Methodist church, Pentecostal church. So when one of us are affected, we all are affected. Because when they talking about Jesus, they talking about all of us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So God began to show me, and then he took me to Revelations, where it talked about the ones that were called. Amen. That's Revelations, Revelation 7 and 9. Amen. If you would, go to it, please. Revelation 7 and 9. When you have it, say amen. Jesus.
Amen.
It says, after this, at this point, we're talking about the tribes that God called, the 144. Amen. And then he said, after this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations. Amen. Now, I know different cultures do different things. We might be American. I've seen the African praise God, and what we consider is not fit to be dancing in front of the Lord. That's their culture. That's how they dance for the Lord. Amen. And so the Lord talks about culture, amen, because he talks about of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, and stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sits upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. So God is saying, it's going to be a number of us. We coming from everywhere. Amen. And we're going to stand before the throne of God. He said it was a number that he could not number. Amen. And I don't know about you, but God keeps talking to me about the whole body of Christ. Amen. The whole body of Christ. And so when he says this number you can't number, it ain't only gonna be us. It ain't only gonna be the Baptists down the street. It might be some Catholics. Amen. We don't know who going. Amen. We don't know what God is doing with people, and are they walking in the body that he called them to be? Because God may have called some denominations to be the eyes. God may have called some denominations, but the whole thing is have the mind of Christ Jesus. That's why the head of it all is going to be Christ Jesus. Amen. And there was a number no man could number, and we stood before our King. Amen. Our King Jesus, our Lord and Savior, and we begin to give him praise. Amen. And so I thank God for God showing me this, because just because he said, let every man minister in his own ability. Amen. Because what's good for you may not be good for me. And though you can sing real good, I might can pray. Amen. And though you might can pray, I might just have a cleanup ministry. Amen. I might just be the one that all I need to do is clean the church. Amen. I might be the one to just go straighten up the cabinets. Amen. Every little intricate piece, when God began to put the body of Christ together, when he began to put this exceeding army together, he said, I called them together, his bone to his bone. That means his member to his member. Amen. That body to that body, to create me an exceedingly great army. Amen. And so I thank God for this word. because it makes me want to minister Jesus. Amen. So I can see where you gonna go. Amen. Where you fit in at. Amen. What you gonna do today. Amen. How are you gonna minister? Amen. And so I thank God for this, because this right here, when God began to teach me this, I was like, oh my God. And this is why we have to be very careful. He said, be careful how you entertain strangers. But sometimes you entertain angels unaware. He didn't even say what kind of angels. He didn't say good angels. He didn't say bad angels. He didn't say the fallen angels. He didn't say none of that. He said, just be careful. Amen. He gave us a warning. Now, you can entertain something that you don't need to be entertaining, or you can entertain something that I sent to you. Amen. So I thank God, because this lets me know, amen, that this army that God is building, it's about that time. Amen. Jesus is truly coming back. Amen. And if you don't get yourself together, I'm not talking about your infirmities and the things that you carry within that flesh. God know that your flesh ain't no good. God know that our flesh works with the devil. God know this. Amen. And we constantly fighting to put it under subjection. Amen. So I thank God, because he knows our heart. He knows our mind. He knows our spirit. Amen. And no matter what we do, can't nothing separate us from his love. Amen. We can let things separate us, but his love will always be there for us. Amen. So I thank God for it. I thank God for seeing, amen, the valley of the dry bones as one big, large army made up of different denominations, different cultures, different areas. Amen. On different continents, amen, because the number is going of us will be so great. And I'm saying us, because he said to prophesy. I'm gonna prophesy my way into to be in front of the king, in front of us. We will be in front of our God, amen. Prophesy that you gonna make it in, and God will give you the tools to make it in, amen, because God hastens over his word to perform it. And that's what he was doing with Ezekiel. He was hastening. He told him what to say. He told him, say this, amen. And so Ezekiel said, so I did it, amen. So I prophesied, so I said, amen, so I commanded, amen. And so we have to get to that point, amen, where we can command and we can prophesy and we can move mountains, amen. We have no business toiling with the enemy in our flesh, amen. Amen. And I knew, amen, this word was great, amen. I knew what God was bringing, a great word, because I had folks coming up against me left and right this week, amen. And I began to get on my knees and I began to pray for them. I said, Father, you told us to pray for them who persecute you, amen. So I began to fall on my knees. I told my husband, hold on, I gotta go pray, amen, because the God I serve, amen, I believe his word, amen. And I don't want no malice found in my heart towards them, because they don't know no better, amen. And I know that if I do it the right way, I could be saving one of them that's coming up against me. I could be the only Jesus that they're about to meet right about now. So if I let my flesh act the fool, amen, if I let my flesh act up, I got to be a part of this exceedingly great army, amen, that God is raising. So I can't act up on them. There's got to be something. It must be, I must be doing something right, Jesus, because I ain't never faced this type of warfare ever in my life, amen. I had to fall on my knees, amen. I had people knocking at my door left and right, going to the city hall meetings about me and my household. I didn't even know it, amen. They said I'm a nuisance to the neighborhood. I had parties with 30 and 40 people. I said, with these baby birthday parties? Well, the parents got to come to the birthday party. And they were literally trying to get us kicked out of this neighborhood, because it's really not a lot of blacks in this neighborhood. So we knew what it was. And so I began to pray for them. And I said, Lord God, I said, whatever they need, Father, in their heart and in their spirit to keep for what they're void of, that's got them coming up against me for no reason, give it to them. Bless them, Father. Bless them now with what they're missing. Bless them now and fill the void. Bless them now with your spirit, God. And so God began to handle everything for me. And they began to call me back, Miss Triplett, ain't nothing wrong. I came out there. There's nothing wrong. Said my grass was too high. Grass ain't never been too high. They done reported me to the city. I've been battling all week, amen. But I thank God, because I am a part of that exceedingly army that he stood up. Amen. That he clothed and skinned. Amen. That he put the muscle back on and that he breathed life back into. Amen. I love when I'm in warfare. Amen. That means I got to be doing something right. Amen. That means I got to be doing something right. So God began. Oh, Lord Jesus. So God began to fight my battle for me. Amen. And I said, God, you said you stood them up and they became exceedingly great army. He said, you notice I ain't tell them go fight yet. Amen. He said, because vengeance is mine, said the Lord. And I tell you to stand still. Amen. And see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still, for I fight all your battles. And when you're done all you can do, just stand therefore, amen. He said, but he stood them up. He didn't even tell them to fight once he got them up. He called them an army and they hadn't even went to fighting, amen. They were already slain, amen. But slain couldn't mean, amen, they could have been a village of people slain. They could have been a village or a home of people slain. But he said, once I put them back together, they became an exceedingly great army, and your God is putting it in motion. Amen. Jesus is soon to come back. Amen. And I'm telling you, the gates of hell shall not prevail. God is going to get his glory. Amen. Pray my faith in the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, 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 glory. Come on, come on, come on. Come on. Come on, hallelujah. Can these dry bones live? Can these bones live?
Hallelujah.
Things a hand clap. Let's thank God for using this evangelist here tonight. A whole bunch of dry bones. The ear is nothing without the mouth. The mouth is nothing without the hands. The feet is nothing without the legs. Dry bones, each one of us, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We want to thank God for using you tonight, evangelist. We want to thank God, praise God, for giving you that word.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our message today, and we're truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. For more information, please call 337-238-0314. Praise be to God for our founder and pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.